It's your breath in my lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise because it is God's breath in our lungs. Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. Our text this morning, as we continue in our First John series, chapter 3. I don't know if I like this stand right here. I'm that person. I have a particular stand. Isn't that crazy? No, it's not, is it? It's me. First John chapter 3. I'm going to start at verse 16. We've been walking through this. Do you remember we have been walking through this for the last several weeks? And so I wanted to start with verse 16 and work our way through 24. But we're only going to be looking at two verses this morning. Hear the words of John. This is how we know love. Jesus laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. But if a person has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, and that person doesn't care, how can the love of God remain in him? Little children, let's not love with words or speech, but with action and truth. This is how we will know that we belong to the truth and reassure our hearts in God's presence. Even if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knows all things. Dear friends, if our hearts don't condemn us, we have confidence in relationship to God. We receive whatever we ask from him because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And now verse 23 and 24. This is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love each other as he commanded us. The person who keeps his commandments remains in God, and God remains in him. And this is how we know that he remains in us, because the Spirit that he has given us. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are so grateful for this time together to worship you in spirit and in truth. We're grateful, Lord God, for all that you are doing in the life of this church. We are grateful, Lord God, for today, Mother's Day. Lord, as we worship you, as we stand before you, sit before you, prostrate before you, O God, hear our prayers, hear our hearts, and open us to receive your message on this day. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. So let's start this off right. Good morning, beautiful people of God.
Good
yes. All right. A lot of energy there. It's good to see your smiling eyes, your smiling faces, to hear your voices lifted in praise to our Most High God. And of course, happy Mother's Day to all of you moms out there. Wherever you find yourselves worshiping with us, you are valued and appreciated. Remember phone trees? Remember those? When you had news of something, you had a list, you would start with that first name and that person would call the next person. We need to have a Mother's Day phone tree. So every woman receives a phone call letting her know that she is valued and appreciated. So I'm going to ask Denise to start that soon. Can you do that, Denise? You've got, yeah? You have a full year to make sure that that happens. I want us to recognize the girls, the young ladies, the women who are warriors in our lives. And since today is the most popular day for phone calls and text messages, I challenge you to call or text at least three women, not your spouse, in your life to let them know they're valued, loved, and appreciated. Just tell your spouse that she is valued, loved, and appreciated, not only by you, but especially by God. This heartfelt gesture is much less expensive than the $2.6 billion spent on flowers to celebrate someone today. $2.6 billion. The traditional gift which you have received when you walked in this morning is a single, simple red or white carnation. And we're giving this to you to remind you that we are praying for you. There's nothing like being known that you are loved and valued by God. As many of you know, the job of a mother is never done. I feel like I'm talking to myself. Mothering is a 24/7, 365-day commitment. And we have heard or experienced firsthand how the ongoing pandemic has highlighted how much is expected of mothers. So in theory, hear this, a stay-at-home mom should make around $162,000 per year for doing what you all do on a daily basis. Now that could buy a lot of spa days. That's all I have to say. Over the years, I'm gonna pick on my daughter. She has come to me and said, you know, let's go for lunch for Mother's Day. Let me buy you a gift for Mother's Day. And every time I say, no, that's okay. Just clean your room, do all these things. And one year, she probably doesn't remember this, one year she goes, well, why don't you want me to take you to lunch or to buy you something? And I said, because it's my money. Happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers out there. We have real warriors in our midst, women of faith who persevere, who are far from perfect, but try their best to be. These warriors make up this wide spectrum of mothering in your life and in mine. Women who may be guardians and cousins, aunts and friends, sisters, grandmothers, neighbors, teachers, inventors, real warriors who have grieved, adopted, fostered, mentored, volunteered, and held on with courage while fighting health conditions as they sacrifice their time, their life for others. And they sit and are worshiping with us right now. It is unnecessary for us to pull out the women's names in the history book. We have warriors right here in our midst. Saints, we live in this wide spectrum of mothering, a spectrum of movement and activity that is so vast and so deep and found in our text today. This is how we know love in action. This is how we know that we belong to the truth. The truth that Jesus laid down his life for us. This is how we know God's Holy Spirit is in us, by the way we demonstrate our love in action, by the way we walk with others, and by the way we walk with each other. Verse 23 says, this is his commandment, talking about God here, that we, you and I, believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ. So let's stop right here, focused on verse 23. This mutual, abiding love and experience in God, according to this text, is believing. Believing is a word that is filled with action. It is having the faith to believe in the name, not just the deeds, the feelings, the emotions, and the stories, but first and foremost, the name of Jesus Christ. When we believe in the name, we acknowledge the name itself. The name Jesus has identifiable value. It is then that the deeds, the feelings, the emotions, and the stories become the core of our faith. See, believing this phrase, this is how we know love, this is how we know truth, this is how we know we are assured in the presence of God. It is about the present tense. It is the here and the now, and it denotes a continuing practice in our life that we can gather from this commandment, that there's no true belief in Jesus without a continuing true love in and for God's people. There is also no true love for God's people without belief in Jesus Christ. This is how we know love. This is how we know truth, because we believe in the name of Jesus. And what a beautiful name it is. See, names in biblical times actually meant something. And they usually indicated a kind of theological thought. Believing in the amazing name of Jesus, it appears around 972 times in the New Testament. And it means Yah will save. Yahweh, God, will save. This is how we know love in action, by believing in Jesus, the name of Jesus, believing that Jesus will save, God will save. This is how we know love in action, through serving and giving and sharing the truth and believing, I just can't say this enough, in the name of Jesus Christ. So often we tell the stories of who Jesus is. We tell of the healings. We tell of the times he has sat with people and taught them. We tell of all of these things. But do we actually believe in the name? Because this is what verse 23 is telling us to do first. Before we even get to love, we need to believe in Jesus. We are to believe in his words, but we're also to believe that he is the Son of God. We are to believe in the warriors in our midst who also believe in the name of Jesus. We are to believe that when we have a relationship with Christ, our lives are molded. Your own life, my own life, is molded after Jesus Christ to become more like him every day. And if we are living like Christ, through grace and hope from our faith, springs this well of love that is not human made, but God made. We believe first in the name, and all the rest will come. This kind of love, this kind of truth, this kind of assurance leads us to the rest of verse 23. And that is to love each other just as God has commanded us. One of my earliest memories as a young child is throughout the years witnessing my mother receive chocolates and flowers or a simple piece of jewelry from my dad. He would also shower me with a simple gift. until I was old enough to recognize these special celebratory days on my own, and that's when the gifts stopped coming. On Mother's Day is when I remember it the most. Amid this wide spectrum of mothering, from my recollection, the gifts were never elaborate. It was a book or a stuffed animal or a smaller box of chocolates, but it was always something. I still have Charlotte's Web tucked away in a box somewhere. The pages are yellowed after being aged. Some of them have wrinkled from being read over and over again. These simple gifts said to myself and my mother, I value you and I appreciate you. This text reminds me of those moments. This mutual abiding love that I witnessed in my parents. This mutual abiding love that I witness in 1 John. It is how we experience God. That mutual love, that gift giving. God gives us a gift every single day. His Son, Jesus Christ. Doesn't need to come in a book or a box of chocolates, flowers, though I love them all. It is about God and abiding in His presence and abiding in His love. Our final verse, 24, teaches us that the assurance that comes from abiding in God's word, dwelling in God's word, is because of God's Holy Spirit. 24 says, and those who keep his commandments abide or dwell in, and God in them. And this is how we know. Can you all say this is how we know? This is how that Jesus abides or dwells in us because of the Spirit that he gives us. This is how we know God's action and love. This is how we know God's truth. We may possess all kinds of intellectual and spiritual enlightenment, yet if there is no obedience to God, there is no true knowledge of God, then there is no union with God. This obedience to God is centered on faith or the act of believing in Christ. This obedience to God is love that is toward God and toward others. This obedience to God's commands are to believe and love. This obedience to God is to be witnesses of the Holy Spirit who indwells in us. This is how we know love, through this wide lens. This wide spectrum. John Wesley beautifully summarizes verse 23 this way. He says, this is the greatest and most important command that ever issued from the throne of glory. If this can be neglected, no other can be kept. If this is to be observed, all others are easy. I'm going to say that one more time. This is the greatest, most important command that ever issued from the throne of God. If this is to be neglected, no other can be kept. If this is to be observed, all others are easy. This is how we know love. This is how we know truth. This is how we know what we need to do to walk with others. Sometimes it's just to be present. I've heard the wide spectrum of mothering for many years, and I'm beginning to check off more and more and more, especially the one this year being an empty nester. That one stood out to me. This is how we know love. Knowing that you are not alone and others are checking off the boxes with you. This wide spectrum of mothering invites us to remember our own moments, like I do watching my dad give gifts to my mom and then give them to me. This is how we know love, by our actions. It invites us to remember these moments and to also ask God if we are keeping his commandments, if we are believing in the name of Jesus Christ, if we are loving God and loving one another, if we can look and see how we are walking with others widely and not narrowly, how we embrace this phrase, this is how I know, this is how we know that God is with us. This wide spectrum of mothering reminds me of how great our God is and how God meets us right where we are. So just for a moment, as we prepare our hearts for prayer, let God speak to you. And ask yourself, am I keeping God's commandments? Am I walking with others? Am I serving God out of love and not out of habit or busyness? Am I showing my action out of my love for God? This is how we know, out of our innate needs and desires, what God commands and wants from us to believe and to love. Exactly what we crave anyway, right? Something or someone to believe in, as well as to love and to be loved. So sit for a moment and let God speak to you. Because this is how we know love in action. By the way that we love one another. This wide spectrum of mothering. Whether your mother is like mine in the great cloud of witnesses or sitting right next to you. Whether your mother had no relationship with you whatsoever. No matter where you are, God is meeting you in this moment. This is how we know love, beautiful people of God. That God will never leave us nor forsake us, even on Mother's Day. So love one another. And love one another in spirit and in truth. This is how we know love. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are so grateful for this time. As we move into this space of prayer, responsive prayer and song, speak to us, O God, as only you can. This is how we know that you are with us. Amen.